This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar.
Oh, the cops and cars.
Driving down your freeway.
Hills and valleys roll.
Midnight alleys roam.
We're going to.
Cops and cars, the topless bars.
Never go to Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up in the next segment.
So alone.
We just talked to Roger Stone about Hillary Clinton's girlfriend. And look, I'm not even mad she's got a girlfriend. That's a operative of the Saudis. It's that she's an operative of the Saudis. And that our country is overrun by foreign interest. And the political class has basically legalized by fiat at the top, selling us out to anybody and everybody. It's kind of like the big mega banks decided 20 years ago under Clinton to change the laws. The Republicans went along with it. To where they could sell the same house's mortgage twice. And once they did that, within a few months, they said, how about we sell it three times? How about five times? How about 10 times? How about 20 times? How about 30 times? In some cases, we looked this up, your home mortgage was sold to investors more than 100 times. This is the con artist cult that we have running things that used to, they cared if nuclear reactors were leaking. They cared. They tried to stop them from that. Used to, they closed reactors after about 25, 30 years. Now they just leave them open and just say, we're not even going to do safety upgrades and stuff. We're just going to let them leak and blow up. And you say, but why? They go, we make more money. And you say, but there won't be any planet left in you. It'll be uninhabitable. And they just look at you and just giggle and snicker. And all they care about is going to country clubs and acting rich and flying around on helicopters and wearing the newest, finest French and Italian dresses. Seriously. They don't care about hypocrisy where Schmidt, the head of Google, has his girlfriends wear hoods over their heads like Michael Jackson would do to his adopted kids because he wants them to have privacy. But then he says, you're dumb if you think you have any privacy and shouldn't do anything on the internet. You don't want to be known publicly. This is after decades of him telling us it was all private while they suckered us in. You people are delusional megalomaniacs. And something else has happened. The attention span of most people has gone down to about 7 seconds. That of a goldfish. And I don't think there'll be any human society left in 10 years. I think you're going to start just seeing people just not even get out of bed soon. And it is, no one has memories. No, most people don't. There are a lot of folks that still are competent and are professional and have brains. But I'm telling you, people, there's so much stimulus and so much stuff that just in general, stuff is breaking down right now. Things are breaking down right now. And God help us is all I can say. God help us. Because we have crazy people running things. I mean, we have top generals all over Fox News and CNN saying, let's just go ahead and attack Russia. Let's go ahead and kill hundreds of thousands of them and put them in body bags. That'll teach them to submit to us when you're up on their border attacking them. No, killing hundreds of thousands of people will get us in a giant nuclear war, dumbass. It won't teach the Russians anything, you stupid moron. If you knew any history or common sense, you'd know that. But you know that. You'd rather sit up there in your suit with a bunch of sycophants and be the national security advisor to Fox News. Oh, General, tell us how to get tough. Tell us how to end the world, you stupid, stupid, bloated maggot. You people don't have souls, I'm telling you right now. People like that are gone. You're gone. You're an enemy of humanity. You're an enemy of progress. You're an enemy of the species, and you're dog crap.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Mm-hmm.
joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
Dr. Steve Pachinik is a frequent guest of ours. He's been coming on since 2002. He's been exposing the fact that criminal elements of multinational conglomerates are working with radical Islam, Saudi Arabia, and others to bring in a police state in the West. And, of course, the payoff to Saudi Arabia is they get to control the Middle East. They get to spread their form of Wahhabism across the board. Now, Dr. Pachinik is probably one of the leading experts on what's really happening in the Middle East. He successfully, as the head of PSYOPs for the White House at the Camp David Accords, actually got the only effective peace treaty in the Middle East that held for any amount of time. Then, of course, the leader of Egypt was later assassinated by jihadists to basically unseat all of that. And he can talk about Arabists, who they are. He can talk about the different players. And he'll really give you a straight shot on this. But here's what I want to ask him. We have this gentleman and others and their families being brought into the country. We have 5 million, quote, refugees in Europe. It's in the hundreds of thousands here. They're keeping those numbers secret. They know there's going to be certain amounts of them that are being radicalized by ISIS propaganda that is just the new name for Al-Qaeda. They're going to attack. And when they do attack, the government that brought them in should get the blame. But if there is a victory over common sense, instead they'll just say, we've got to have political correctness laws, hate speech laws, that you can't criticize Islam. You're causing them to attack. That's what Europe's already done. Civil emergency in Germany and other areas. France, you name it. Sweden. But I just don't see that flying here in the United States. It's really waking up gun owners. Gun sales are now at record levels yet again. Smith & Wesson and others have raised prices today. A lot of liberals are going out buying guns. The homosexual community is really waking up that they were targeted by this guy who reportedly didn't shoot black people. He said, I have no, quote, problem with blacks. Just bizarre behavior. Now we learn he was on these gay dating apps, The Guardian's reporting, and that he went to the gay club a lot. That's how he got in so easily. Then he worked for this security company with ties to the CIA. Now, I want to be clear. When something's a false flag, we expose it. This is more of a stand down in that they brought these folks in. The FBI knew. They were told to stand down by the State Department of all people. Whistleblowers have gone public. Just like San Bernardino, the FBI was ordered to stand down 2 years before. When these people were going back and forth to Saudi Arabia, this guy did this too, this Matin. So why is Obama so paralyzed on radical Islam? Why are they bringing in so many of these people? Who is Huma Abedin? The word is she's like a Saudi operative. Hillary's girlfriend. Is the White House blackmailed by Saudi Arabia? Are they just bought off by him? We have video Saturday. General Petraeus walks out of Bilderberg. Reporters walk up and he runs from them. And our reporters chase him through the streets of Dresden. We're going to play that footage today. It's up on Infowars.com. Peter Thiel got cornered, had to answer questions. So a lot of big things are happening, and Petraeus is getting all this money from the Saudis now. The Saudis are making a major move. Why is Europe bringing in 5 million people, 80% of them military-age men? We had a stabbing today by a jihadist pledging allegiance in France to ISIS. This guy's brother-in-law is involved with Obama bringing the refugees in. Suddenly in Austin, Texas, downtown or north or south, all over, there are women with burqas, not just hijabs everywhere. I mean, where I live, I'm seeing women in full Saudi Arabian slave outfits. It's freaking me out. So I don't want the Dick Cheney class of civilizations, but what do I do once they've stirred up the Middle East, made it fail, put radicals in, they're bringing them into attack, and they think they're going to blame gun owners and veterans for the deaths? No, we're going to blame Hillary Clinton and Obama and the globalists and the neocons. So I want to ask Dr. Pshenik where he thinks all this is going. I know he was coming on today to talk about a book he wrote about his mother, but he wants to do that another time, so we'll do that in a few weeks. But it's an interesting story. It's very political as well. But Dr. Pshenik obviously has been involved with all the world special operations, one of the guys with General Boykin and others that founded Delta Force. I'm not going to go over his whole background. He's a psychiatrist and a medical doctor. And he can speak to the psychology of all of this, and I don't know his views yet on it. We're going to find out. I respect him. I just want to get him on and get his views right now. Dr. Pshenik, thanks for joining us. In the 4 minutes till break, what do you think really happened here, and what does this signify? And again, as I asked, is Obama blackmailed? Is he a closet Muslim? I know they're trying to have a clash of civilizations. Are the globalists double-crossing the West, and are they deciding to go Islamic long-term? What's happening?
What's really happening is we have a very dysfunctional intelligence system, in particular the FBI and the CIA. Let me go over this. Since 9/11, you have to remember that both the CIA, the FBI, military intelligence, and an entire group of security apparatuses joined in the stand down false flag. Nothing has really changed. Obama was brought in, as I said to you, and nobody believed it. Obama, Clinton, Bush Jr., Bush Sr. by the CIA. Then they're put into the political arena where they're either Republican.
So really we're talking about the incompetency of the CIA coup we've had since 1963?
Yeah, in this case, it's the FBI. Let me go backwards and give you some basic points that should have been brought up, not by you. I always appreciate being on your show, but by people in general. 2 days ago, I wrote a blog which said very clearly that Mateen was radicalized in his home. Number one, he was a homosexual. It was so obvious to me as a psychiatrist. It was obvious, and it should have been obvious to the FBI and anybody who interrogated him for 7 months or 10 months, that he was a closeted homosexual who wasn't closeted. Now, why is this important? Because he went out for 150 miles, went to that club several times, which I suspected was true, and in fact killed the very people to which he identified. Now, what makes that interesting in the Muslim religion is that Islam denies the importance and legitimacy of the gay homosexual. But on the other hand, they practice homosexuality. So you have this paradox in all of the Arab world where on the one hand, they will stone women and they will stone men who commit homosexual acts. But the very essence of Islam and bonding of the men is homosexual. But they don't call it that. They call it attraction and bonding of brotherhood. They use other words for it. So, in fact, what you've seen is the very paradox of Islam, and it should have been brought out by the intelligence community, by the FBI, and it was obvious. Secondly, he was radicalized at home. He was radicalized by a father who was a mushahideen. In fact, his father, who I wrote about, is named Sadiq Mir Mateen. He's an Afghani mushahideen who was brought in by the CIA. The FBI knew about it. He has a weekly radio show where he goes in full military regalia as a mushahideen. That means as a Sunni Afghani who bemoans the fact that Pakistan is attacking Afghanistan. Now, if the FBI didn't know that, this is pathetic. because, in fact, the father lied when he said, I don't know anything about my son. It never occurred.
Dr. Pechernik, stay there. I'm going to come back and give you the floor. By the way, you did write this 2 days ago. It's all turned out to be dead on accurate.
Correct.
We're going to take your article, post it to Infowars.com, and say,
no problem.
Headline like, you know, psychiatrist accurately predicted that Orlando shooter was a homosexual radicalized at home. We're going to push that headline out, pointing out that it was first published actually on Sunday. So we're talking basically 2.5-3 days ago. Dr. Pechernik knows his stuff. Top psych warfare expert.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down.
Dr. Steve Pachinik,
cut you down.
Again, he is retired, but he's one of the top former experts for the Pentagon, the State Department, you name it, on psychological operations with foreign governments, overthrow of governments, stabilization of governments, you name it. And he's seen it all, folks. And the info he's given us over the years has always been so accurate, especially long term. I personally am so upset about all these radical Muslims they're bringing in. They're protecting. They're allowing to attack. They bring in the, you know, the latest groups. They then radicalize the last group that was already here. And a lot of this, from my own just lay psychology studying, and they don't feel wanted. They don't feel like they're part of the culture. They're very conflicted. You're mixing folks from radical Orthodox Islamic countries with one of the wildest laissez-faire decadent societies out there. I don't agree with all the decadence. I don't endorse it, but in a free society, you have to let it operate. Well, you bring people in where daddy's got a radio show saying kill the gays, and your imam says kill the gays, and you're sneaking off to the gay nightclub, and then finally you have a breakdown and want to commit suicide by cop. And plus, Islamic State saying go out and kill, it's a mentally ill mindset. I mean, this just all fits, from my own study of Islam, the massive amount of homosexuality and pedophilia. That's what I talked about yesterday, and they had a bunch of newspapers attack me. But here is U.S. government top psychiatrist that helped write the Camp David Accords, okay? He's telling you the same thing I told you, but I'm just a layperson that's done basic research. Dr. Pachinik, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but is my statement there somewhat accurate that it's a culture shock as well for these people?
Well, there's no question of bringing in Muslims in general is a culture shock, but we have to differentiate. That very important objective here is one of the reasons why we have gone and opened up Iran, which was a very important strategic move, was to literally neutralize Saudi Arabia, UAE, and the Emirates and Kuwait, because they had for a long time under the CIA, under our military support, then extruding out all of these terrorist groups. So Iran, in effect, which is a Shiite country, does not have the same demonstration or the same profile as you have in the Sunnis. The Shiites have been doing the major part of our war in Syria against the Sunnis in Yemen, and they have been taking the bulwark of this entire war. Now, with all due respect, I want to put in perspective, number one, Hezbollah, which was considered a terrorist group, comes out of Lebanon. These are the young men who fight literally 10 minutes from their house. Imagine going from Austin 10 minutes out and are fighting ISIS hand-to-hand combat without the support that we give them. At the same time, the Kurds, who have been suppressed by the Sunnis and the Saudis, are fighting. So you can't make a generalized statement.
No, I totally understand. No, we're talking about Wahhabists, Saudi Arabia, ISIS.
I understand, but we have to appreciate that there are forces now in play where our special forces like Kennedy go in and help out our forces in Iraq and Syria. And in fact, the intelligence reports, and unfortunately it's not coming forth to the public, it shows that we're degrading ISIS. This was not an ISIS-inspired entity, because if you give ISIS that credit and legitimacy, we're really putting ISIS up there when, in fact, it's a pathetic organization that is no longer viable.
I understand. So is that why Saudi Arabia is freaking out and
yes,
staging terror?
Saudi Arabia is freaking out for many reasons. Number one, the king who's in charge has to put a prince who's 30 years old, totally incompetent, totally untutored, who's starting a war in Yemen, doesn't know what to do. They have 50% unemployment among their youth. They can't pump out any oil. They had to do an IPO on their oil that was there. Namely, they have to commoditize the little oil they have, and they have failed as an entity.
So we're seeing the fall of the House of Saud, potentially?
Correctly. You're seeing the fall of the House of Saud, of Qatar, Kuwait, UAE. All of those countries created by the British and the French are being destroyed. And that's happening as a result of American power, America.
And that's why we've seen the French and NATO double-crossing, trying to back ISIS?
Well, the truth of ISIS is that Syria and Russia, while they're fighting them, is also supplying them. Always remember that that in the war of anything, we both supply the people and we fight them. It's never one or the other. Remember 9/11? We supported
these
people, and then we fought against them.
Sure. Well, that's pretty much what I figured is going on here. But I want to break down the players,
sure,
different power blocks with Dr. Pachinik.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And get more into this whole jihad Saudi Arabia culture. Do we expect more frequent attacks? What culturally comes out of that? Dr. Pachinik's our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You heard Dr. Pachinik mention Tim Kennedy, who is one of the most famous, unfamous soldiers. He's known for the UFC fighting. People think he's even out of the military. He's not out of the military. And I'll just leave it at that. And let's just say we've got some really good reporters on the ground around the world. And I'm just amazed at how patriotic and awake the military is. I've got to say, it's not a cliche. It just tends to be the Army over and over again that exposes 9/11, that exposed Benghazi, that's exposing what's happening in Orlando. By the way, Joe Biggs has huge breaking news. Let's try to get Joe Biggs on at about 45 after with that breaking news directly from the groups on the ground in Orlando. They're looking at accomplices, all right? Well, they found it. And we're going to break it here, all right? But I'm going to be honest with you. I have pretty good self-control. I'm on the air 300-plus days a year. I'm just so upset in general by all the illogic and corruption and things I'm seeing, and Hillary Clinton getting away with all these crimes, that I physically got so angry last hour I could hardly be on air. And I guess I got to ask Dr. Pachinik, who's a psychiatrist, that phenomenon, how to calm down from that. Because I've had one cup of coffee today. I'm flying. I'm speeding right now. Like I'm on methamphetamine, and I'm not. And it's just the climate. And every time I feel like this historically, I have a good spider sense. Everybody has it, a sixth sense. And I just see things lining up politically, economically, in a very, very dangerous way. And I know that there are actually good forces in our government that are trying to counterman the bad forces. And I'd always been told those forces were there. And, of course, you know there's good and bad. But organized, and then we learned what Dr. Pachinik and Colonel Schaefer and countless others told us on air and off air in the last 5-6 years, that our own military was blocking Al-Qaeda and then ISIS. That was a term to confuse the public, and that we were aiding the Russians to take them out. And even Cy Hirsch came on a few months ago and thanked our broadcast and said we were accurate and good sources and that we were correct. Dr. Pachinik came on and talked about it. But I'm not here bragging about this. This is surreal. I don't want the responsibility of being this close to the center of all this. But then I sit around and I see a bunch of jellyfish that don't even know which end is up. And I mean men that are successful in business and life. They've got high IQs, beautiful wives, great kids. But they don't think it's their responsibility to be involved or care. And I've psychoanalyzed myself. I am raging at men who are not being men. Because, man, I don't want to see us have a nuclear war. I don't want to see a Great Depression. I don't want to see things unravel. And let me tell you, it is unraveling. And our political class are the ones accelerating that. And there are good people in government, corporations, and private institutions that are trying to stop it. But I tell you, just I look at the whole continuum of it, and it's going in a very frightening direction. I know Pachinik's an optimist and, always can give us the incredible inside baseball on what the thinking is of groups that don't want to destroy the country and the world. But just at a gut level, absorbing it all, I've never been more angry. And it's controlled anger. It's controlled anger, but I am just sick dealing with it, and I'm going to get his view on that here in a moment. And then, speaking of the devil, we have a clip shot 2 weeks ago by Tim Kennedy that wasn't going to be released till tomorrow, talking about political correctness will kill you. So that's coming up in the next hour. We're going to premiere that here, because Tim Kennedy is working with InfoWars now. And a lot of other great folks are going to be working with InfoWars, taking the globalist on. But we're going to go back to Dr. Pachinik in a moment. I didn't plug anything in the first hour, which is crazy, and I skipped two ads. I got to stop doing that. We need you to buy the products and support this operation. We got the best products out there, whether it's nutraceuticals, non-GMO seeds, jewelry for prison shirts, books, films, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. Storable food. We have 20% off today on the ProPure family of water filters, including their incredible four-stage shower filter. You absorb so much crap out of the water, the glyphosates, the fluoride, the chlorine, the bromine, just all these chemicals. We have 20% off for a limited time on all Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. You get free shipping on orders $50 or more. You can also get 10% off on anything you get auto ship, like the vitamins and minerals and other supplements. But the Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only. From the super high-quality, gravity-fed Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems to shower filters, now is the time to stock up for the lowest prices. The Alexa Pure filtration system removes up to 99.9999% of bacteria, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. You can even filter water from lakes, rivers, streams. Look, it's the best system out there. Alexa Pure is great, too. It's all pretty, basically, they're apples and oranges. We have a bunch of great systems that cut basically everything down to 99.9999, whatever. Point is, this is 20% off right now. Great gravity-fed stainless steel systems. Check out the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that today. And finally, I want to tell you about a separate sponsor, and that's SolutionsFromScience.com. Great preparedness, great survival stuff across the board. Really, really high-quality products. Discounted, and they only do sponsorship with us when they're doing a special. And they're running a special at solutionsfromscience.com on an amazing solar panel. panel generator system and control panel. From solar power generators to survival gear and fertilizers, they're all available right now through Solutions from Science website. And Solutions from Science recently bought a surplus of solar power generators and are offering a discount to listeners to visit their website, solutionsfromscience.com, or give them a call, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or again, go to InfoWarsLife.com to find all of the amazing products. It's not discounted anymore because it's almost sold out. But so what if it's not 20% off? Get it. Support the broadcast on harmful organism parasite cleanse, 120 caplets. It's 27 ingredients, all organic, all super clean. That's why it's so hard to, we've been sold out for 6 months because it's hard to get 27 ingredients to pass California standards. And we always shoot for that. But we now have it back in stock, but it's about to sell out. The special's over. But you can still get Living Defense at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, again, Dr. Steve Pachinik is with us. I do want to have him back up if we can get him to come on and talk about it. He wants to talk about terrorism today, about the book about his mother, A Voyage of Survival, Living in Love, Steve R. Pachinik, MD, PhD, because it'll really give you a bird's eye view on what people have gone through to try to get to America and, you know, why there's so many great people that have come to this nation that actually now are the bedrock of it. But find out about it and get the book at stevepachinik.com. But he did not want to get into that today. He wanted to talk about the issues that we were just getting into. So set the table for us. I know I do a disservice if I talk about the horrible pedophile hordes of the Wahhabists and associate that with the Shiites, who are a completely different group and are archenemies with the House of Saud. So let's spend some time on this. What you expect the fall of the House of Saud to look like, how far into it we are, what you expect their death throes to be. They're bragging they have nuclear weapons, which we know they've had for a while, according to my sources. Where does all this go? How do the Russians tie in with Syria? Dr. Pachinik.
Here's what we really have. Let's go back home. Number one, we have to ask for the resignation of James Comey and the FBI interrogators. He has been a disaster. I have been waiting for his indictment of Hillary, which was not a brain teaser. It was obvious. It was necessary. He did not perform accordingly. Therefore, his performance on this last interview or this last inability to figure out who Mateen was, which was basically a 101 class in interrogation and intelligence, should be the basis on which he resigns, Loretta Lynch resigns, and the FBI has to be reprimanded. From the very beginning, when I started the Hanafi Muslim hostage negotiation, the FBI has proven to be a disastrous, dysfunctional organization for which we have paid a tremendous amount of dollars, who was involved with Mueller and 9/11. I ask that the American public send...
Okay. Dr. Pachinik, we lost your cell phone there for a moment. Are you there? He dropped. We need to get him back. He's always only on cell phone. It's a pretty clear cell phone. We are allied with radical Islam. The globalists are double-crossing us. The radical Islamists have bought off our politicians while the group that has done all this is on the verge of collapse. It's admitted that Saudi Arabia is tottering and teetering. They had to borrow $10 billion last month to pay their bills. I mean, these loons are completely spoiled rotten. They're completely disconnected from reality. And then they're out there funding ISIS to run around and tell everybody to go out and jihad and kill. And you've got this guy from Afghanistan radicalized by his father, and we did cover that by Sunday, and by his family, and by his imam saying kill homosexuals. And then Obama says this isn't Islam. And notice how Dr. Pachinik points out the bizarreness, where homosexuality is generally 2-3% of the population in the West. We're talking 20-30% in Islam, in Wahhabist Islam. And the slave trading and just all of it, it is just so crazy that it is the most barbarous, over-the-top civilization anyone has ever seen, other than maybe North Korea. And they just execute and kill whoever they want. And then all over my Facebook and Twitter, there's rainbow flags getting posted going,
Alex, you're a homophobe. You know, you gun owners are going to get it and all this stuff. It's just the idiocy. It blows my mind completely that this is going on, and it really frustrates me. Dr. Pachinik, your phone cut out. You were getting into the details here about the situation with Saudi Arabia.
FBI has to go down. It has to be reprimanded. It has to be totally reorganized. It has to be thrown out. Comey has to leave. The other individuals within the FBI and the senior levels must be fired. Obama cannot do it. He is a weak president. I said it from very the day he began that he was a CIA package that came in through his mother, his grandparents, and that's the CIA bringing in. The CIA has to be held accountable. It, too, has to be put in place. If Mike Flynn comes in, General Flynn comes in, who might be the DNI, Director of National Intelligence under Trump, we might put it under control. But let me get to the issue that you were upset about, too, Petraeus. General Petraeus has unfortunately been a very poor general and really did not stand up for much of what we thought as Americans, as military officers, and as intelligence officers. He was specifically placed in there by me and others as the director of the CIA to have military command and control of a civilian entity that really is out of control. Unfortunately, Petraeus betrayed us by having given 8 of his books to his honey-trapped individual, the woman who did the biography, and Obama had the information on him. So he's weak. He failed, and in fact, he was discredited. I hope nobody really pays any more attention, but what happens in the system is they promote him up, and they give him the 4 stars when he's really done very little. He was shot by his own friend on a gun range, and he was a terrible general and a terrible DCI. That's his legacy. The point of fact is we continued, and the reason why your good reviewer or reporter found him scared is that he is a scared individual. He went through and went up the political ranks. Now we get to the real problem. The real problem is we need a leader who can, in fact, change and redirect our entire government away from what it's been, dysfunctional, incapable of really doing anything, and really destroying our own people. The 9/11 did not go away. These are all of the overshoots of what happens when a government destroys its own people. In turn, that's why I believe we had the right to arm ourselves, we had the right to form militias, we had the right to do what we need to do in order to neutralize an illegal, a totally illegitimate government. And I've said it from day one. Although you got very angry on me, I've said it from the very beginning that we need a political and possibly military solution that comes from the people and possibly our own military.
Well, clearly we've already had a coup by foreign special interest and multinationals through the CIA and the National Security Act by the 70s and 80s. They were able to take over.
Then we need a counter coup, my friend. What I've been asking for since 9/11 is the Bush family has to be held accountable and the Clintons. What came forth? We had the Bush family and their representatives, the Rubios, the Ted Cruzes, and all of that. We got rid of them through a man called Trump. The Clintons have not been ridden, and they have.
Well, let's get your take on Trump, because I've been told by folks very close to Trump, and we've talked to Trump, obviously, on air and off air. I'll just leave it at that, that Trump, quote, knows everything, quote, everything.
Well, Trump knows everything, but I'm concerned that he's being co-opted by many of the regular or routine Republicans. I would not have put in Manafort or a whole bunch of these guys who make a living by going around and lobbying other Republicans. I don't think Trump needs it. I think his own instincts were very good. He worked off of his instincts. And honestly, many of his advisors are just the retreads of people who worked for Dole, who worked for Ben Carson and others.
Well, I know they do. I know that, but they admit they were wrong and part of the CIA takeover and actually say they want to overthrow that.
But that's not the issue. The issue is, are they effective? And in my mind, they're not really that effective. Roger Stone is. There are others who were close to Trump. Corey Lengowski was very effective. But once you dilute out that ability, once you have to have him control a massive group of Republicans who need to fund them, we're getting into trouble again. And that's why I'm asking the American people to be prepared for what may be a major confrontation with another corrupt government, and that is the Clintons, because I am not sure that Trump can make it through. Once he has to depend on the good graces of other Republicans and funding from major Republican entities, they're going to ask much from him. And I had believed that he should have had self-funding, or at least funding from the...
Well, I mean, here's the thing. He obviously did self-fund in the first phase, but he needs the funding to get there. I understand it's a problem, but the bottom line is I've been told that Trump says, I'm taking your money, but I'm going to do what I want. You understand that. This money is not buying your support. And the problem is, though... They're then saying, fine, we're not giving you the money, and he's not getting money. So far, he's not getting money because he won't play ball.
Well, that's what has to happen. And then the people have to give him the money through our own donations that are going to be whatever they're going to be. But once you hire on board the Manafort's of this country and the others who demand $20 million for being lobbyists and claim that they put in Bush Sr. when, in fact, he had nothing to do with that, it was Roger Ailes, Baker, and myself. And he had no idea of what he was talking about. It's the same issue, again, of these Republicans who are retread. They're retread one way or the other. The other, Calistino or whatever his name, that the slimy guy goes on Castellano, who goes on television and reprimands Trump. All of these guys are being brought in. Now, either Trump makes a statement and discards all of them and remains with Corey Lane.
Well, hold on. We got Joe Biggs with breaking news, but we'll get back to you, Dr. Pachinik, as well. Stay with us. From Orlando, straight ahead, Joe Biggs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes. what it's like to be hated, to be faded,
to telling only lies,
telling only lies,
but my dreams,
but my dreams, they are as empty.
Dr. Steve Buschenik's our guest, stevebuschenik.com. He's coming back with us the start of the next hour. He can pop at any time right now, but Joe Biggs reporting from the ground in Orlando, Florida, where I know we have sources inside the national level terrorism investigation. I'll just leave it at that. And there are reports that they want to target the press, but we've got more information now on the investigation into accomplices of the shooter in Orlando that killed at least 49 people. Joe Biggs, what do you have?
Roger that, Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, we are in Orlando where we've been investigating this terror attack that took place at the Pulse nightclub, and the FBI has just come out and said that Omar Mateen's wife had knowledge of the attack before. Now, days ago when she was asked by the FBI if she had any knowledge, she lied and said no. She also admitted to going to the stores with him to buy ammunition. Her and Omar also cased out Disney numerous times, and many other times she drove him to the Pulse nightclub to scope out the place. This could be the actual accomplice, or there could be another person as well. But we've had these reports of multiple shooters inside. I talked to a survivor of the shooting who was actually inside the club. I talked to a guy whose friend was the bartender that night, and each person said they heard multiple guns going off, and it was impossible for one person to do this. So was she part of this? Wonder if they were inspired by the couple in San Bernardino that both went and carried that attack out. So this leaves a lot. You know, we know the father was a Taliban sympathizer. So this is really interesting. I mean, we have someone like Huma Aberdeen right beside Hillary Clinton that has connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, and we have all these attacks starting to happen. There's something fishy going on.
Absolutely. I know this. Obama acts like either the Muslim Brotherhood's blackmailing him or something's going on. This Huma Aberdeen, Dr. Buschenik, what's your information on her? A lot of folks are saying she's a Saudi operative.
Well, she could be. Well, here's where we get into the intelligence community and what I said a long time ago. When the CIA recruits an individual, particularly a president of the United States, there has to be a psychological deficit and lacuna in their personality. In the case of Bill Clinton, it was the fact his mother was a prostitute. She ran a whorehouse in the Hope, Arkansas, and he was nothing but the bastard child of the Johns. In the case of Obama, he was known to be a homosexual in Chicago with Rahm Emanuel, who was trained in ballet dancer, and he was recruited by the CIA repeatedly and basically threatened by them and the Muslim Brotherhood and everything else. That's why the political correctness comes in. Now, in the case of Hillary Clinton, I've known her for years, and I've known her other family members. She is a well-known lesbian. The reason why she's been recruited and can be threatened is she's had a history of lesbian affairs, which is relevant only to the fact that it's a national security problem. Aberdeen may be her lover. Aberdeen may be her lesbian lover. I could care less. But the point of fact is that not one of our presidents, presently or in the future, other than Trump, is a highly compromised candidate. Who
and that's why they hate Trump. He's not compromised. He's open about women.
Let me go into the other element. I have always implicated the Secret Service. They have never served our country. They have always served the person that they were supposed to protect.
Hold on. 70 seconds. We're back with you and Biggs. Stay with us. Third hour, straight ahead. Tell your friends and family. Tune in now, folks. Sign up for the free newsletter. By the way, I'm going to be on 6 to 7 tonight, 6 to 8. Ask me anything at Infowars.com video feed. I forgot to talk about that.